This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, a Tuesday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jason Duda are in the house. Of course, we got Max Power over here doing his thing. Tyler and Andrew in the next studio. Andrew, you know, is leaving after the end of next week.
Why?
Were you aware of that?
What's going on?
People are leaving this show in droves.
What's happening?
He's headed up to Lincoln, Nebraska to go to work back up there where he's from.
Oh, so it was a choice.
Well, apparently it's a choice, yes.
Well,
we wish Andrew the best. Of course, Tommy Thurber still mending. Now, what, are we 3 weeks removed from his surgery? I mean, I thought he'd be back in the saddle ready to go by now.
But, I would think, but he's not.
I mean, what'd they do, just go in and fix a couple things in
his
heart?
Yeah, this and that, and away you go.
I mean, you just say, thanks, Doc, I'll see you next week.
Exactly.
Apparently, Tommy's doing well, though.
Well, that's good.
He's going to head down to Alabama to be with his family after Thanksgiving, so our best goes out to Tom Thurber. Got a morality question I wanted to ask you about.
Oh, boy.
Now, listen, I wouldn't normally pick you to ask to ask about a morality question,
well,
but you're the only
your
guy
honesty.
Here.
I appreciate your honesty, Bob.
So, I came to find out yesterday that my son got onto this computer, got onto ESPN Fantasy, noticed that I hadn't replaced one of my players. Now, this is Thursday of last week.
I was here. It was Friday of last week.
Friday of last week. Now, I always go in on Friday or Saturday morning and take care of all that. I knew I didn't want to put any of the Thursday night players in. So he picked up a tight end for me, a stiff from Arizona.
Seals Jones?
Yes. Absolute stiff. Put him on my roster without my knowledge. He caught one pass. Now, chances are I wouldn't have won the game anyway because Gurley didn't do anything last night. And Virgil Ballard, our commissioner, called this show yesterday, and his voice was so high-pitched, he wanted nothing to do with this controversy. it was a disappointment. So now I'm asking you.
Okay.
I've even seen people on Twitter say, I get why Jeff did it. He's just kind of taking care of the old man. I don't need taken care of. When I need taken care of, I'll tell people.
I got you.
The time will come when I need it.
It will.
Like, hey, pick me up or something like that. Don't need it yet. I don't need a kid going on to a computer and making a change in my fantasy team. I don't need that.
Why would you?
Why'd you allow it?
Well, I didn't know what he was doing. He told me after he was done.
So you didn't
and
say,
I
you
said,
better not
I did.
Do that. You better go back and tell
Well, him. I did. I said, you're changing. He's like, well, I do it all the time.
He does it all the time.
I said, so what? So you're running his team? Wow. And he made some sort of comment that, you know, if he doesn't, then you wouldn't do anything.
I do. I look at my team.
Hey.
It sounds like you are an accomplice in this.
Not at all. I wasn't playing you. I didn't care what you did. Didn't bother me any.
But it sounds like you just kind of signed off on it.
No, I was kind of dumbfounded by the fact that he was setting your roster, and I couldn't believe that you would let him.
Well,
does that happen? Did you tell him that he could do that if he needed it?
No, heck no.
Well, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, Bob. I don't know. You're mad at Jeff, not me, okay? Let's you and I have an adult conversation about this.
No, I did not approve of him doing it.
So,
and I certainly wouldn't have picked up this clown.
So why didn't you go pick up somebody else?
I was going to.
Okay.
It wasn't a Friday night. The rosters are due Sunday morning, right?
Yeah, exactly. I know.
So I set my rosters usually on Sunday morning.
Right. I do the same thing.
Unless I have somebody on Thursday night football I want to make sure that gets in the lineup.
Very true.
I don't need a guy on Friday hijacking my team with a guy that can't play dead in a cowboy movie.
It sounds like he's kind of running your show. Why would you let him do that?
What do you mean, let him?
Well, obviously,
he got
you let
on
him.
My computer.
You obviously let him do that.
There went your voice. Now you're
you need
high
to,
pitched.
You need to sign out. So
I'm
he
not
can't
signing
get in.
Out. I lost. I take it like a man. I'm terrible right now.
You really are.
I've lost a bunch of games in a row. I was 5-1. Now I'm 5-6.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, something's wrong, and I'm not happy about it. And meanwhile, you win.
Well, I'm like 7-4 or something.
Jeff wins.
I was 1-3, and Jeff was like, "Why don't you quit?" And I'm like,
"Virgil wins.
Just wait. Just wait. It'll all be good."
Virgil's 10-1, and I'm 5-6 all of a sudden.
Now you're scrambling to make the playoffs.
Who do I have next week?
I don't know who you. I got Jeff next week.
I've got a good team, Daniel Collins, who's now 7-4. He's on a little bit of a tough stretch himself. But I don't. Here's Jeff.
Okay.
Go on your trip, Jeff. What do you have?
This is absolute blasphemy for Jason Dew to say, he does it all the time. I've never done that before. First of all, exit out of your team so I don't have to see that you've got three guys on bye, two tight ends that are on bye, and then you're going to fix it. You're going to get in Saturday and figure out which tight end to pick up. Can't believe that.
Of course I am.
Who? Then who would you have picked up?
I don't know. I would have looked and picked up somebody. It's my decision. Duda, is it not my decision?
It is.
If I don't pick up somebody, that's on me.
That's how I see it.
Duda's team already looks like someone else is running it. I've got him this week. I might sleepwalk my way through that.
Oh, well, we'll see there, tough
guy. Aren't you on your way to your Thanksgiving trip?
Yeah, and I'm listening to the show in the car, and it's an embarrassment. The Drew interview was good, but other than that, you guys have swung and missed a lot today.
Well, coming from you, that means nothing to us.
I'm still going to sleep really good tonight.
And Kendall Gammon was outstanding.
He was fine. Let's tee up another Patriots question for him.
It's just see ya. There. That's it. Don't call again. I don't need to hear from him when he's on vacation.
So what I got from that was basically he's saying that without his help, you wouldn't even get a roster in. Is that true?
That seems to be what he thinks.
Well, that's kind of how I've taken it.
Yet for many years, I've done this.
Everyone's thinking that, no, Jeff's doing it. That's what people are thinking right now.
Then he's 0-4. Well, 0-5 in the last 5 weeks.
Well, he's not doing very well then, is he?
So maybe he's sabotaged my team.
That could be it. Do you notice
you
like Sunday?
You play both sides of the fence.
I'm poking both sides here for sure. Guaranteed I'm going to. Guaranteed. No question. No question whatsoever. But I'm going to crush Jeff this week anyway. So you won't have to worry about
it. Well, your team's playing very well.
I had picked up two guys that missed the first four games, so I knew I was going to start slow. As long as my team came around, I'd be fine. I'll be all right.
Do I really care what happens in fantasy football?
You do.
I can't believe
you do.
That. If my life has come to this, then I've got issues that I need. I got more work to do on myself than I ever would have contemplated. If I am actually, and I feel like I am upset about this.
You are.
But if I am, and I feel like it's genuine, then I need help.
No, you don't.
Would you be upset?
Yes, I would be.
About fantasy football.
Yeah, if somebody was doing that to my roster, I would be upset. I'd be mad.
But Virgil, our commissioner, is not going to inflict any penalty.
Well, there should be. He should have a penalty this week. He should start minus 25 points for this week as his penalty, especially since he's playing
Virgil has no backbone.
Virgil.
I'm basically calling Virgil out.
You are. I think he's got backbone. He'll do something. He'll penalize him this week. Guaranteed.
Well, that's only because you're playing him. You want the penalty.
It's to help the league, though.
Oh, my God.
It's to help the league.
That's so weak. 869-1240. We want to hear from you, not necessarily on this topic, but we got Thanksgiving coming up. This is our final show before Thanksgiving. I was going to do a top 10 Wednesday tomorrow on what we're thankful for.
We can't.
So be thinking about that for our final segment today.
Oh, so
we'll give some thoughts about some of the things we're thankful for.
Fair enough.
You good? You good with that?
Yeah, we could probably scrape through that.
And not to get too sentimental, although, Max, can you get a box of Kleenex for that last segment just in case?
Might need it.
We might need it.
speaking of Thanksgiving, we should pick the three games.
Oh, yeah, you we're going to pick games tomorrow, too.
Exactly.
See, now what are we going to do?
I don't know. But I think you and I should pick the three games, and we should have a friendly wager on it for lunch.
We'll go
Since we've only been talking about lunch for 2.5 years.
We'll have to make our or Nissan picks on Friday.
Yeah, okay.
But it won't include the games that are played on...
That's all right. I don't think any of those games would have been on the list anyway.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Bears, Lions, Redskins, Cowboys, Falcons, Saints.
They're all decent games. There's not a stinker in the group.
That's why you and I should pick them right now, the three. You can pick one, I'll pick one, then you pick the last one, and we'll see who ends
with
up...
With the line?
With the line.
Do you have the line?
I got them right here, and what we'll do...
This is whoever wins buys the other one lunch.
Yeah, so someone's got to be at least 2-1 or 3-0. All has right. to be. There's three games.
What if we're both 2-1?
We can't be because I say you can pick one game, any of the three. I'll pick the next, and then you pick the last game. So you pick the one side, and I get the other team no matter what.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, barely.
Okay, so Bears and Lions, Chicago's 3.5.
It's in Detroit.
In Detroit. Redskins, Cowboys. Cowboys, 7.5.
Well,
in
hold
Dallas.
On. Are we picking one game at a time?
You get to pick either three. You get to start, and you get to pick either game.
Okay, what's the Redskins?
Redskins, Cowboys. Cowboys, 7.5.
In Dallas.
In Dallas. Falcons at Saints. Saints, 13.5 at New Orleans.
I'll pick Cowboys to cover because Washington's in real trouble with Colt McCoy.
Ooh.
Dallas covers the 7.5 at home.
Okay, so you got Dallas. I got Washington there.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to take, oh, man, that's the one I wanted. I will take.
Would you have taken Dallas?
No, I'd have took the Redskins, so
well,
I'm okay
so
with
good.
That. I am. I just kind of wanted to, yeah. Anyways, I got to take the Saints. I mean, how can't I take the Saints there? 13.5 is a lot of points, divisional game, but I'll take
the Saints. Atlanta's going to roll up a few points.
I think they will, but. I'll still take the points at home.
And then in the other game...
Bears-Lions, Bears by 3.5.
Well, Detroit beat Carolina after you thought they were dead and gone.
And they're at home. The Bears' Trubisky, I heard today, is more than questionable to play on Thursday. So I don't know his status.
I had no faith. I thought Detroit had checked in.
I thought Carolina was going to beat them by 20.
I did, really too. So... In Detroit, right? Or is this in
Detroit.
Chicago?
In Detroit, the Bears on the road favored by 3.5.
I'll take Detroit.
I don't blame you there. That's the one I'd have took.
So I've got Detroit, Atlanta, and Dallas. You have Washington, New Orleans, and Chicago.
Yes.
Well.
It's Turkey Day.
I better win this. Because I'm not winning much of anything anymore.
No, you're not. You're not.
I'm
you're
terrible
struggling.
On our or picks.
Well, what's going on with that? I had a bad week last week. I know I
did. I
think
I was 1-6.
I think I might have been 2-5.
It's just been awful.
You were all over me about taking Kansas. Wow.
Just been awful. Let's see what we had. We all picked the Chiefs. What was the score of that game?
54-51.
So the Rams were 3.5 favorites, so we all got the Chiefs.
Yes.
My goodness. You were 2-5
mm-hmm.
for 8 points.
Yuck.
I was 2-5 for 9 points. Jeff was 5-2.
What?
For 17 points.
Ugh, it's so
and Justin
painful.
Was 5-2 for 23 points.
What's going on with those guys over there?
The Nissan people are on fire.
How is that?
I don't know.
Do you think they take the afternoon on Thursdays and they get together and study it and read everything?
That may well be what they do.
We've been
around both of them, Chris George, Justin Whelan. Let's face it, they're both a couple rocks shy.
Exactly.
But here they are doing great in picks.
And destroying us. Literally destroying us. I'm in last again. I just crawled out of the basement.
Well, you've been bad. You've been bad pretty much all year. You're not good at picking football games.
I get better after I go to Vegas in the beginning of January. Then I'm good. Problem is there's only like 4 weeks left after that.
Well, I'm going to have to figure up the standings.
I've got about nine
different pieces of paper.
Just pick a different piece of paper than this week's. and just add those on there.
I got to figure it out. I have no idea where we are. We'll figure it out. When we come back, we're going to have a great interview. Are you ready?
I am.
The daughter of new Kansas football coach Les Miles, Smacker Miles.
I want to know about that nickname.
We'll find out.
Okay.
She will talk to us about her dad, about being around him during his years at LSU. I'm looking forward to this conversation coming up next here on The Drive. Stay with us.